Dude, speaking of eating babies,
Speaking of eating
you
freaking
went on.
babies, what?
Wait,
Yeah, what did you say?
I said QAnon.
Oh my God, I was just heard about QAnon the other day. I like don't know what that is.
We don't have the time, and I don't have the energy to
Explain it to me.
watch a
I'll just like
podcast
ask a man to
or,
explain
sorry,
it.
listen. Yeah, just simply stand in a public area and say loudly that you don't understand QAnon, and I guarantee there will be a line of 10 plus men who are very excited to explain it to you.
That's probably true. Is it
You
like the
just look
dark
at them with
web,
your
kind
little
of?
doe eyes.
Mystic
Balls.
balls,
Mystic
mystic
balls.
mystic balls,
mystic balls,
mystic balls,
Mystic
mystic
balls.
mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, shy, shy.
How's it going?
Good. Did you get your nails done?
No, I did them myself, but thank you.
Wow, I am so bad at doing my own nails. I like literally can't.
Really?
I think it's just like a practice makes perfect kind of thing, but I don't have the patience for that.
I do my nails and then I get either into bed or on a couch and I just lay motionless for like 40 minutes.
Do you nap or do you like meditate
No,
better?
oh
You
my
have
God,
to
you can't sleep. You can't nap. If you've just done your nails, literally you have to wait like at least 2 hours before you sleep. They will get smushy.
Yeah.
You just really opened Pandora's box. I don't know if we should keep talking about this.
That's
It
okay.
really, but it's like, seriously, I'm getting annoyed.
I thought about painting my nails today and then I was like, God, because it's you're right, when you like have to wait for them to dry, it's the most infuriating thing. And especially when you're like, these are probably dry, and then you like do something else and then they just get fucked up.
I think it's because my mom, that's what my mom does too.
She does her nails.
She always does her own nails and I always do my own nails. And then when we do the same thing. We paint them, they're wet. We literally just lay motionless. Either watch something or, I don't know, keep track of your enemies in your head
Yeah.
or just
Your hit list.
keep feeding the bitter fire that's burning in your heart kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like a family
A
trait,
family thing. That's
I
cute.
think. Yeah. But then you have really nice nails at the end of it.
That's
So,
good.
all right. Well, speaking of who has a really great nose,
Elena.
F
Oh.
it. Elena also has a little China doll nose. I really just want to boop it.
I know. She's
I
so
want to, like,
cute.
yeah, she's fucking
Her
beautiful.
little nurse in this episode, I was like, Elena.
The nurse costume. Good Lord.
Oh my God. All right, let's get into the ep. Season 1, episode 7, Haunted.
Was so haunted? Yes.
I got you, girl.
Thanks.
Starts out, our boy's freaking back. Tyler.
Tyler.
We haven't seen.
We haven't seen him in a while, yeah. And he's here for just a brief moment and then is gone again. But his parents literally have more screen time in this episode than him. But we're still happy to see him. Happy he's well. He looks like he's in good health.
Vicky is like mid-transform, or she is transforming.
She's transitioning, yeah, into being. She is a vampire now, but she's like, I mean.
She's like a new vampire, so she's like getting the hang of things. She's still like hungry for blood. She hasn't learned how to control it yet.
According to this show, baby vampires are like very volatile, very like whatever issues they had as a human are like very, very magnified. So Vicky, as someone who had a plethora of issues as a human, is clearly not having a good time.
No.
I kind of want to know the backstory of because the whole ep this whole episode, Vicky is both transitioning and also really wanting to see Jeremy, her little boo thing,
Yeah.
Elena's brother. So why does she show up at Tyler's car?
Wow, that's a really good point. I don't know. I think it might have
We're
been
not.
just like an opportunity that like came up.
I guess it's probably just for like dramatic effect. They were like, this will be a good opening scene. But yeah, they don't really ever. And listen, we're never gonna know. Same as a lot of things in this show. But basically, Tyler's walking his car at night. Vicky's there waiting for him. And basically is just like, oh, Tyler, like, I'm so hungry. And he's like, okay, fuck, I'll get you something to eat, bitch. And she's like, no, you don't understand. Damn, like, my head hurts. And he's like, what did you take, psycho?
He's like, what are you on?
And then she. Does she bite him? Or does she just try to bite
No, I
him?
think she just tries to. She like gets all up in his neck, and then Stefan and comes saves the day.
Da da da. Stefan comes and yanks her off of him and then compels him to forget everything.
That's it.
And then they handed that actor his check and said, we'll see you in a couple episodes. Thank
Thanks,
you for
Ty.
turning your head every which way and looking douchey.
I've never even really noticed that, but
Now you're never going to stop noticing it.
that's probably true.
Yeah, so Vicky's having a hard time. Everyone thinks that she's gone.
Yeah, because literally the last time she was seen was at like a murder scene where there's people that were found dead.
A super dramatic way to go missing.
Yeah, so everyone's like, where is she? She hasn't contacted anyone.
Yeah, no.
So there's a search party out looking for Vicky, including Jeremy, who skips school to look for Vicky.
Oh, this was one of my favorite lines. Can I say it?
Yeah, please.
So Elena sees him in the bathroom and is like, why are you up so early? And he's like, oh, there's a search party for Vicky, my boo thing, and I'm gonna go. And she's like, no, you shouldn't skip school. Elena's a huge boner in this episode, by the way. She's like, no, you shouldn't skip school. And this is my favorite line. This poor actor, he says, your lips keep moving. I don't know why. And then he leaves. And I just kept imagining that poor actor. What's his name? Steven something McQueen. I kept imagining him like at a home in the mirror trying to figure out how the fuck to say that line and not sound like a complete idiot.
He
And I
says
just.
it convincingly, to be fair.
I
It's
don't,
pretty
I feel
cringy.
bad for him because I'm like really hating on Jeremy, but like maybe he's just like actually just horribly written.
I think he is, and also he looks so emo in this whole episode. He has like really intense Justin Bieber hair going on.
The
The hood, I don't know, he just looks sketchy. Also, in the scene that you just talked about, Elena walks in on him in the bathroom. Again, I don't understand why she's not knocking on doors. Like, if the bathroom door
her
is closed,
brother.
yeah, what? You don't know what your brother's doing in the bathroom at the closed door?
I guess I don't have a brother.
I don't either, but I can only imagine.
My
It's probably.
sisters, I just walk in.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to see your brother like jacking it in the bathroom at 7 a.m.
No, you really wouldn't.
Ew. Okay. Well, yeah, there's my favorite line.
Mine's coming up later in the episode, but so Jeremy goes
Appropriate.
to look for Vic, and Vicky is just at the Salvatore
She's
house.
chilling at the boarding
She's
house
chilling.
next to like a suit of armor or something, probably, or like some weird like decorative cushion that they have.
Yeah,
A
everything
vial
is.
of whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. And she's just like so hungry. She doesn't know what to do with herself. And Stefan's like, here, drink this. She's like, what is this? And Damon's like, she can't drink that. Like, she needs human blood because it's animal
blood. Oh, yeah.
Blood.
He tries to give her, like, golden retriever blood or some shit.
Yeah.
She still drinks it, though, and is, like, fine. She just asks for more. But Stefan really has, like, he has a whole little speech. Actually, many speeches this episode where he's just, like, really on his soapbox trying to tell her that she's a little newbie vampire, but, like, she can choose her path and her values, and, like, she can make the choice, not lose control and, like, kill herself. Or, oh, my God, not kill herself. Jesus Christ. Freudian slip.
kill other people,
and blah blah blah. And Damon's kind of like the little devil on her shoulder.
Stefan's having a real moral imperative with this, because we find out he's like basically a human blood virgin. He's not, he has had human blood, but it's been like a really long time. And he's very like AA about this whole thing. He's like, you don't want to do it, not even once. Your body can't take it. Like, you just need to get used to the fake stuff.
He's projecting for sure.
Super projecting. And Damon's like, who gives a fuck? Let's go fuck some shit up. He doesn't need. He was like, she doesn't need to kill anyone. She just needs to like drink their blood and then make them forget. Which, I mean,
I don't hate that. Like, I get where he's coming from. I think just Stefan's concern is that like she won't be able to stop, which is like fair enough.
Also,
everything Stefan does is like, at the end of the day, like, will Elena still feel like morally comfortable boning me?
Yeah, I feel like Elena like are both boner killers in this episode. They're both just like the only ones that
deserve each other.
Yeah, they really do deserve each other.
Yeah, so Vicky is, I don't know, drinking poodle blood or whatever. And Damon's also talking about, so what happened the last episode with Logan Fell dying, our little douchey newsman, and how the newspapers aren't mentioning it at all.
Oh, yeah.
Which is suspicious. So he's kind of already on to them and like knows that there's a little sitch going on.
He knows that they know.
Which gets confirmed later in the episode.
Right. Elena shows up. And she's like, is Stefan here? Well, Elena shows up and Damon answers the door. She's like, is Stefan here? And he's like, yeah.
She is extra.
She's like, on one.
Sassy pants.
Yeah.
All about that.
Yeah.
Is Stefan here?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. Okay. And she's like, where?
Yeah, he lives here.
I know. I was like, what?
Fuck.
So she comes into the house.
Wait. We're missing something important.
Okay.
How can you be so arrogant and glib?
Oh, yeah. She pulls glib. Out the thesaurus.
Oh, my God. SAT word, Elena.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means. Studying. I didn't even want to look it up.
It just means, like, smug.
Oh, fucking just say smug, bitch.
Glib. Did you see that on the back of your flashcard?
Yeah, literally. She just took a spelling test.
Probably. I mean, she's literally at that age. Like, she should be studying for her SAT. She probably came straight from it. She's, like, hot out of tutoring, like, going to go check in on her vampire boyfriend and his vampire brother and her vampire friend.
Retweet, dude. So, yeah. Damon's looking pretty glib.
He is glib. I mean, she chose, like, a great descriptor. It's a little silly.
I agree. So, they have
she's like, where's the game?
Yeah, she's just like being nosy, and then I guess she comes into the house.
Stefan appears out of nowhere as usual and is like, she's up here, let's go, or whatever. And she's basically just getting in there to like make sure that Vicky's not going to kill anyone. And also, I mean, like, to be fair, her poor conscience is like screaming under the stress of like having to lie to her own brother about Vicky being missing and lie to Matt about Vicky being missing, like lying about that to everyone.
Yeah. And she's like, Vic, everyone's looking for you. There's a search party looking for you. And Vicky doesn't care because she's, hungry for human blood.
Yeah, I don't really know what Elena thinks she's doing when she shows up, but she also does tell Vicky that she needs to stay away from Jeremy, which does not go over well. And by not go over well, I mean that Vicky literally chokes her.
Vicky fucking goes after it. And this was really confusing to me because I didn't realize that Vicky had such strong feelings for Jeremy.
Yeah. Also, bitch, weren't you just in Tyler's car? Like last night?
Yeah.
Trying to suck his blood?
Yeah.
Who do you want to murder?
Huh? Whose blood are you going for? You can't be sucking in all this blood.
Who do you want to do murders to?
Who? I'd like to know.
Vicky.
It's quite confusing, but it is kind of sweet because I feel like her and Jeremy are kind of on the same page in that they're both just like in it. Like they're like, I choose you. Like they both.
They just don't give a fuck. They want to be dumb together.
Yeah. And they're both honestly.
I can respect it.
Yeah.
They are both stupid.
So, but yeah. So Vicky slams little Elena up against the wall and she's like, I can see him if I want to see him. You messed with my brother for like, what, 15 years? Is that what she said?
Oh, yeah. She says 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think they were dating for 15 years.
But weren't
that
they
would
like,
mean they've been dating since they were like one.
But weren't they best friends?
Yeah, I guess they were besties.
I'm like, did you want to be best friends with Matt? Does that seem up your alley, Vicky? I don't know. But she's really just annoying me at this point.
Vicky is very annoying this episode, I will say. Like, I feel for her. Sorry you've been turned into a vampire, blah, blah, blah. But I guess I would just expect someone to, like, have a lot more of, like, an existential crisis after being turned into a vampire. Right. And not just be like, oh, you dated my brother, so I can date your brother. Blah.
Yeah, she does make a couple, like, offhand comments about living forever. But that's, like, pretty much it.
Yeah, she kind of doesn't seem to, like...
She's like, ugh, guess I'm just, like, contemplating forever. And I'm just like, yeah, that's a lot. Why don't you see
it's
more?
It's glazed over, for sure. I think maybe Vicky is just a little bit dumb.
Well, she just needs some more animal blood. So Stefan leaves to go get her some more. Oh, and that's when they do the thing. Oops.
And that's when she gets choked, baby. Damon also leaves. Also, who thought it was a good idea to leave Elena with Vicky? Like... If anyone's going to beat the hell out of Elena, it's Vicky. And I honestly wouldn't mind.
I'd like to see it.
So Damon leaves too. And basically confirms what he was thinking about how Logan Fell wasn't showing up in the newspapers. Because he overhears Mayor Lockwood and Mrs. Lockwood talking at where? Oh, the Mystic Grill.
The Mystic Grill.
And he basically... He tries to compel Mrs. Lockwood, who's on maybe her fourth or fifth martini, by the way, which would have me on the ground. So,
yeah, she's trying to get crazy. She's holding her liquor quite well.
Yeah, that's for sure. He tries to compel her, but it doesn't work. And then he kind of like glances at a bracelet, which we can assume has vervain in it, like similar to Elena's necklace. But he still just is like, ah, fuck, I'll do it the old-fashioned way. And just, like, gets her drunk and asks her questions, which I get that compelling. I get the thing compelling is probably, like, more of a surefire way. But I don't know. They seem interchangeable to me based
on their interaction. They're certainly interchangeable. I mean, you give me four martinis and start asking me questions, the floodgates are open.
The only thing is, though, like, if you give me four martinis and start asking me questions, like, I'll tell you elaborate lies.
Oh, I'll just be making shit up.
Like, I will have convinced myself and you by the end of the night that I'm just not who I say I am.
Also, I'd probably be crying at that point, just for some reason.
I'd be inconsolable.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, pass it on the table. I don't know. But like I said, she's holding her liquor quite well.
Yeah, she's a beast.
She's really taking to the like flirtation that Damon's putting down.
And he's laying it on thick.
Yeah.
She mentions his uncle, Zach, who is dead because Damon killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out Uncle Zach was the little vervain supplier for the council.
Yeah, didn't realize we had a drug dealer in the household, the Salvatore household, but we do.
Uncle Zach was hot. I miss him.
Me too. But yeah, she's like, where, you could actually give Uncle Zach a message for me because I've been calling him and he hasn't returned my calls.
Because he's dead.
Because he's dead, bitch. But she doesn't know that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he's like, and Damon's like, oh, for the vervain? And she's like, you know. And he's like, I know. And he's like, who's the vervain for? And she's like, oh, the council, which.
Well, first she goes, it's for me and my husband, and obviously my kids. And he's like, oh, for sure. And then she's like, friends and family. And he's like, right. And she's like, and the entire council. And he's like, the what?
The who? Which,
So.
as viewers, we know that the council is like most likely Ellen DeGeneres, Sheriff Forbes, and then obviously the mayor and his wife, and then Logan Fell was a member before he died.
Right.
So Damon doesn't really have that information, but now at this point, Damon can assume that pretty much goddamn near anyone could be taking vervain. Which
Probably
is
most people.
a prob.
It's a prob if you're trying to compel people to do shit all day.
Why don't they just put it in the water supply? That would be so much easier. They're kind of being
No,
dummies.
well, no, it's because it's a privilege thing. They don't want everyone to have vervain.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're
Class
withholding it from
interest.
people. Yep.
Class interest. This show is hella intellectual. Wow, is this
The
all a metaphor?
bourgeoisie, it is a metaphor. It
Oh, for the commodification of knowledge?
is
Damn. Okay, so while we ponder that, let's go to Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie's trying to learn some witchy stuff from her grandma, and her grandma keeps telling her the boring stuff about, like, I don't know, history and whatnot.
How like her family came from the Salem witch trials and they escaped to Mystic Falls, blah blah blah. Bonnie obviously is like, let's get to the cool shit. I want to be able to like, I don't know, like kill someone with my mind. And her
Right.
Grams, who I love Grams. I want to be Grams.
Yeah.
I love her. She has one of those like kind of like cat faces. Grams is basically like, no, go to school. And that's the end of the scene. I don't even know why we included that.
I
Could
don't
have
know
just easily cut it
either.
out. Why did they include it?
I don't know. But she shows up at school and Bonnie's like, "What's the tea, Caroline?" And Caroline's like, "Well, bitch, it's Halloween and we're going to the Halloween party. Put this on." And she hands her a witch costume.
Dun, dun, dun.
Fitting.
And that spooky little crystal that we saw, like, I don't know, a
Oh,
couple
right.
episodes back that we all forgot about.
Yeah.
That was Damon's.
That was
She's like, I don't
Damon's
want
to Caroline. Caroline gifted it to Bonnie, and she's like, "You can keep it. You can toss it. I don't give a shit. I just don't want it." And Bonnie's like, "Aight."
Yeah,
End of scene.
basically. And it works out. I mean, she wears it. It looks super cute.
It does look really cute.
It also burns the fuck out of Damon's hand when he tries to grab it
Spooky.
later in the episode, which is very spooky and leads to Bonnie discovering that it's an old relic from Emily Bennett, who was Catherine's maid. Maid,
Catherine's,
I want to put heavily in quotes
yeah,
because it was in 18 fucking 64. In the South,
plantation,
on a plantation.
yeah, and it's her
So
black
was she
maid,
a house slave?
probably.
The
It's
fuck? Also,
fair to
why?
assume.
I'm
I
exhausted.
know it's really, listen. We can keep talking about it, but there's not much more to be said.
I've said what I've said about
Just
the
know we
magical
are
Negro trope.
acknowledging it.
I'm not happy about it. I love Bonnie. I think she's a wonderful character. I'm not happy about them glossing over just atrocities
No.
for a teen show.
Her
Set
slave lineage.
this anywhere else.
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
It was just really unnecessary, but they just added it in and then didn't talk about it.
They could have made the storyline happen literally in like a different country, in a different era, in a different, I don't know.
And they were like, what if we do the Confederate South?
Like, excuse me?
Funny.
Okay, that's Bonnie's little storyline.
But back to the Salvatore house, Damon is trying to sneak Vicky out because Vicky's like going a little bit stir crazy. And Stefan is like, what are you doing? You can't take her outside.
Stefan's such a zaddy in this episode. Like, tell me what to do, baby.
And
go hunt me a squirrel.
Damon looks at Stefan and says, quote, she's been cooped up in her room all day. She's not Anne Frank.
Is that your favorite line?
That's my favorite line from this episode. I was just like, damn, we could have said anything else. A Holocaust reference? I don't know.
It's so rough. But it's also funny. I don't know. Do you think it's appropriate to laugh about not the Holocaust. I really don't.
Being that
Anne Frank is a part of the Holocaust.
I mean, she is. I don't know.
None of it's funny.
But it was funny. I don't know. Listen, I'm half Jewish, so I can laugh at that, right?
Oh, but I'll cut out the parts of me laughing.
But that was my favorite line.
But is it as good of a line as when Justin Bieber said Anne Frank would have been a believer when he visited her house in Amsterdam?
Such an iconic moment in history.
It was so appalling and
no,
so
but not
funny
to
at the same
not
time.
To disrespect Anne Frank.
No,
but
course.
She was so, like, all 15-year-old girls was so horny.
Like, low-key, she would have been a believer.
She would have been a believer. I have no doubt in my fucking mind she would have been a believer.
Was it kind of narcissistic of him to,
definitely.
Like, think about, like, would anyone have ever really sat down and thought about that? No.
No.
Was Justin Bieber narcissistic enough to be, like, to arrive
I'm
at the
Justin
truth?
Justin Bieber. Yes.
Like,
yes.
He wasn't wrong.
He shouldn't have said it out loud, but he wasn't wrong. I stand by what I said. Anne Frank would have been a believer.
She would have been.
Did you see what she wrote in her diary?
Fuck.
Girl, she needed some. She needed some male attention.
Who do you think Anne Frank's favorite One Direction member would have been? It's easy to say Harry, but I feel like Zayn.
I was going to say Zayn. I don't know. She could have like really felt for Niall too, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe she's a bad girl and liked Zayn. Who did you like? This is not an appropriate conversation. Who were you? I was Harry all the fucking way.
You're gonna hate me.
Ew.
I like Niall.
Aw, he was cute though.
He was a little puppy dog boy.
I honestly wouldn't be mad if you said Harry, Niall, or Zayn. Liam and Louis, I was not about.
Yeah. I mean, obviously now Harry.
Obviously now Harry. Oh my God. Anyway,
well, I don't know. Was that bad? I feel like Anne wouldn't have hated that.
Anne would not have hated that. She was a teen.
Like, we read her diary.
We read her. Talk about exploitation.
I've always felt kind of weird about that. Like, I get that her dad, Otto Frank, right?
I don't know.
I understand the thought process behind it. But another part of me is like, even if I do die in like a horrible tragedy or like a horrible historic genocide, like, I just simply don't want anyone reading my diary. I'm sorry. I don't.
I don't know. I try to think of it in the context of like COVID and quarantine, and I've been journaling during quarantine just to like document it. But what makes me upset is that it was so doctored and they like edited so much out of it. Like, it wasn't even her
really?
At the end of it. I mean, they just took out like, she talked about like, you know, girly stuff. I don't know. She talked about like her period, and she talked about like her feelings towards like boys.
They cut that in, didn't they?
Not in the ones I read in like middle school.
Oh, the fuck.
And not in like the mass published one. No, it was like super edited.
I don't know. I stand by what I say. Like, yeah, I get that. Like, whatever my like journal is probably going to be like historically like relevant or like whatever when, you know, I die. But God, like the shit I write in there is absolutely unhinged. Like, yeah. It is. I don't want someone reading them and being like, she was a believer. Fuck.
No, yeah. I agree. Probably no one should read anyone's diary, especially that of a 15-year-old girl. God. Yeah. Or a 23-year-old woman, to be fair, aka me or you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where
were we?
So... Damon
goes, she's not Anne Frank, takes her out of the house and is like showing her all these cute little like vampy tricks and is like, look, you can run really fast. And then of course Vicky's like, oh, okay, bye, runs really fast all the way home to where Matt is, her brother.
Right. She's like, that's a super cool trick, see you later.
Vicky's smarter than we give her credit for.
She really is. So then she goes home and Matt like opens the door, but this is interesting because she tries to go into the house and she can't enter the threshold until Matt invites her in. Mm-hmm. So this is something we've seen before, and now that Vicky's a vampire, that is the case.
Yeah, but he invites her in.
He's like, Vic, where have you been? Are you on a bender?
Such a little sweetie baby boy.
He's really cute. I know. He's such a good brother. And he's like, Vic, everyone's looking for you. The police want to know where you are. Like, people were fucking murdered. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And then Stefan.
Fair enough. Jesus Christ. She comes in like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Bitch, where have you been?
Well, it's also interesting that she is like a drug addict, right? And all these symptoms are very, not being hungry necessarily, but like just how she's acting. Everyone's like, girl, you're high.
I know, and it's hard too because people are very dismissive because they're like, fuck Vicky, like what did you take?
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
But I mean, even if it were under different circumstances and it was like someone who didn't have a history of being an addict, like I guess it still wouldn't,
people wouldn't put two together.
Yeah. No one would be like, oh, you've never had a headache recently. You're a vampire.
Yeah. No like, one's like, oh, you're kind of hungry vampire.
Fair enough. Yeah, so she's with Matt, who's being really sweet to her and is like...
Stefan shows up.
He's like sweet to her, but then is also like, fuck Vicky. And Stefan shows up, which I understand why that is so strange to Matt.
Yeah.
Like, why all of a sudden is Elena's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, showing up to see his younger sister, who's supposedly hooking up with Elena's brother. It's all very strange. And Stefan in and of himself is like very strange in general to everyone because he's stoic and weird.
Right. He's super weird. And he's like, no, trust me, Matt. Like, and Vicky just...
Let me in.
Yeah. Vicky's like, he's been harassing me. Like, don't let him in here.
Okay, I'm like, Vicky. If I were Matt, I'd be like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, random guy. Like, yeah. I don't know you.
Which is exactly what he does. He's like, leave. And he's like, I ate peace.
Yeah, basically.
And then it's the Halloween
Do you
party.
Think that Matt thinks that they effed?
No, I don't think his mind went there. That'd be really weird.
That's, but, like, right where my mind went.
I know, but there's, like, a lot of weird, like, incesty things that happen in the show, so.
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like Matt would be, like.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Like, yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, if some random dude that I, like, kind of know from school showed up asking for my sister, I'd be like, are you guys
doing it? Maybe.
You gonna kiss right now?
Maybe he thinks that Stefan is like an ex-addict as well. I get ex addict vibes from Stefan.
I do think that by the end of the episode, that is probably what Matt's getting from it. Because at one point, Stefan does go like, I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, okay, like, I get it. You've dabbled in opioids, too.
Yeah, Jesus. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I do get ex-addict vibes from him as well. Because technically he is, but, like, an addict of
people. Human blood, right.
Yeah.
Halloween party time?
Halloween party. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the costumes.
I physically owned and wore that, like, little candy corn outfit. I don't even remember who's in it. I think it was just like,
outfit.
I think it was just in the beginning of the scene where like a bunch of kids were just like running.
Like an extra was in it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that looked so cute on her, and not because she's like probably 21 years old in real life. And I was like 12 at the time, and just it didn't look cute on me. I can tell you that.
She has the boobs to fill it out.
Yeah. I was like, that's what it's supposed to look like. Not what it looks like on me.
Dude, Elena's in a fucking nurse costume.
Yeah, and Matt's in his, like, little doctor.
Is it a doctor costume?
I think it is, which is really sexy. Is he
a doctor and she's a nurse?
She's a nurse. He's a doctor.
And she's a true all-American couple.
It really is. And then she's like, oh, you wore your outfit from last year. And he's like, oh, you wore your outfit from last year. It was very sweet and, like, kind of weirdly unnecessary for the plot of
they have a little moment, and then you're like, wait, isn't Vicky gonna kill somebody? Vicky's also at the Halloween party in a vampire outfit, which I thought was so hilarious, like the classic,
so funny,
like a little weird collar thing, and I love it.
Yeah, they make a little joke about it because really cute. Elena's like, oh my God, is Vicky here? And Matt's like, yeah, she's in a vampire costume. You can't miss her. And she's like, God fucking damn it.
She's like, actually, this is the worst.
She's like, that's funny.
Stefan shows up wearing just like a t-shirt and jeans, which is annoying because he's boring. Damon also, I would expect Damon to show up wearing an outfit, I will say.
Like a vampire outfit. That'd be something. Super Damon.
Yeah.
Jeremy's also not dressed up.
No, he's wearing his hoodie. He's dressed up as Justin Bieber, actually.
Right, he is. I can't remember what Caroline
in the Anne Frank era.
Yeah.
Caroline, I don't even know. Something like, I think she's wearing like a sailor costume or something.
That sounds right.
I don't know. I miss Caroline. She's like not really at all in this episode. No, but she's I hope really she's doing not. Well, I hope she got to make out with someone like she said she wanted to.
Yeah. I love that they're all just very openly drinking.
At school. Literally at their school.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I did that. But
they're like trying to get drunk. Yeah, but not like.
Not openly. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to drink until I make out with someone. I was like, I'm going to, like, very quietly pour this.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to take a
four
sip.
Four Locos into my thermos.
Yeah. You're, like, flask strapped to your leg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
Anyways.
Just some that overshares.
An overshare. Jeremy and Vicky meet up at this Halloween party and they start mucking out
hard.
Where the school buses are outside, like hard, like so hard that Vicky bites his lip and draws blood, which she's super into.
She like licks it off of her face. She like touches it with her finger and then puts it to her lips. And I'm not going to say it wasn't hot.
It was hot.
It was hot.
It was.
But then she's like, ooh, and she gets a little taste and she just wants more and she keeps going after it, sucking his lip.
Jeremy's poor guy. He's just simply so confused at this point. I would be too. At first I'd be like, okay, kind of hot, kind of weird, whatever. But then, yeah, she's literally using his bottom lip as like a straw.
Ew. Yeah, gross.
It's gross. And he gets confused and does say, you're taking your costume a little bit too far, Vicky. Little does he know that she is the costume. Elena comes out and finds them, and she gets got.
Yeah. Wait.
She gets got.
Yeah. She's like, Vicky, stop.
So Elena.
Elena, just, Jesus.
You are a tiny person.
How much do you think she weighs?
I don't even want to go there because, like I said before, like in some past episode, I literally was looking at how skinny she was and was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Like, she's probably taller than me and like just has like different proportions, and then looked it up and she's the exact same fucking height as me. So I would, based on my own weight and dimensions, I would guess that she weighs 120 flat.
Wow. I was even going to say like, well, how tall are you?
5'6". If you ask me how much I weigh, I literally
ask you how much you weigh on the podcast.
I will.
You're like, I actually weigh 110.
I refuse to go there.
I think she probably weighs like 110, 115. 115 max. Girl, that was like an extra small little nurse costume she was wearing. Listen, but here's what you have to remember, Cheyenne. It's that she looks, you think that girl is like, I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't know Nina Dobrev's workout routine, but I really doubt she's like eating salads every day and like working out for hours. I feel like people just are born with that body type.
I agree. So. I do think that like there's something to be said for like it's just fucking genetics, and like, yeah, you can like work out and shit, but like no one really can like work out to like a completely different body type than their own. Like, that's just not possible.
Right. Exactly. So
anyways,
just trying to talk you off a ledge.
You're right.
So
now that we're done with our like mindful eating segment, Elena gets got, and by that I mean Vicky's sucking out of Jeremy's lip, and then Elena and Stefan find them and are like, oh fuck, because they basically think that like Vicky's gonna kill Jeremy if she like gets a taste of his blood, which like, fair enough,
right?
And there's a whole brawl that breaks out, and Elena really gets herself in the middle of it, and
She gets tossed about, which
I don't want to be a proponent of like being like, oh, she should have just let Stefan do it, but also like she should have just let Stefan do it because
what did she think she was gonna do?
Wouldn't have ended up in the position that they were in, but
no. But Stefan does try to save the day, and while Vicky
is
going at it,
draining Elena's blood,
she's draining it, and Stefan like comes up and just stakes the fuck out of her.
The fuck out of her, as in the life out of her, as in the undead life out of her. She's dead. He kills her.
She's dead. He did the deed. And by the way, the makeup on that, on her dead corpse, was unreal. The best I've ever seen.
Is that the first time in this series that we've seen a vampire die?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always, like, get, like, gray and creepy and shit.
Yeah, she looked so crazy.
Yeah. Also, I'm about to pee my pants 1 minute.
Okay. Jeez, we're so close. All right, go.
I'm sorry. I really have to pee. And also, I drank too much, and this has been really hard for me.
Okay, we're at 102.
Have you been able to tell?
No. Are you drunk right now?
Yeah. Okay, let me go check.
Hi, Cheyenne. I hope you listen to this while you're editing. You're the best. I love you. You're not too drunk on the podcast. This is the best one yet. I'm not even drunk and I just overshare. I'm such an instigator. Anyway, you're the best. Love you.
Hi, I'm sorry.
You're totally fine.
I guess I just didn't eat that much for dinner.
Sometimes I don't eat dinner and just, like, have a couple glasses of wine, and I'm like, that's probably fine. Don't tell me you've never done that.
No, I've definitely done that. I'm like, it'll hit better.
It's so – and then after those two glasses of wine, I'm like, God damn it, and then I eat so much chips and salsa.
Yeah, that's kind of my plan for after this.
Perfect.
Oh, Vicky's dead.
Vicky's fucking dead.
Yeah,
he fucking killed her.
Huge bums for Vicky, also for Jeremy, also for all of them, also for Elena's conscience, also for Stefan wanting to bone Elena's conscience.
Well, in the meantime, this is where Damon runs into Bonnie at the party, and he's like, I don't know, they're just like conversing or whatever. And then he's like, where did you get that necklace? And Bonnie's like, I don't know, Caroline gave it to me. And he's like, it's mine and I want it back. And she's like, it's Caroline's, and if you want it, you can get it from her. And he goes, I want it and I'm gonna take it. And he grabs it and it burns his hand. Bonnie gets freaked out, yeah, and man, she runs away. Which is fine. She later like goes to her grandma, and that's when she finds out it's from Catherine's quote unquote maid, Emily Bennett, who was a witch
slave.
Back her slave, who was a witch in 1864.
Although I guess they were probably just like masquerading as like owner and slave or whatever.
Oh, if they were like a vampire witch duo.
They were like dream team.
Oh.
Like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. I want to be in a vampire witch duo. Are you kidding me?
Okay, which one do you want to be in? Which one am I?
I would rather be a witch than a vampire, but vampires live forever and witches don't.
That's a good point. I feel like I would rather be... I could be a vampire. You could be the witch.
I'd prefer to live shorter rather than longer. So I'll go with the
witch. I'll just make sure that you like stake me on your way out, you know?
I can do that.
Okay, cool.
So Damon shows the fuck up and watches Elena like cry over Vicky's dead body.
Yeah.
And Elena is really pissed and is like, people die around you and you suck and, you know, you did this, which he did. He did do that. He turned Vicky into a vampire just out of legitimate boredom, which kind of respect, but also
Damon says to Elena's face, I don't care about any of this. He's like, I don't care. What just happened, I don't give a shit about. Which is
a lie.
Yeah.
It's just super fucking mean, but like we see
right through him.
Yeah, and we see his remorse later in the episode. But yeah, Elena has some fucking cojones. She slaps him, which doesn't do anything.
No.
He just like turns his head and is like, no, you're just annoying me.
If anything, he was like kind of into it, I think.
Yeah, he probably got like a little chub from that.
Yeah.
But he's just like, you suck for that. Also, you're bleeding, so you should probably go before I eat you.
Yeah, he's getting like real horned up for her blood that she's which no one like addresses that she just got attacked by a vampire, but I guess she's fine.
Yeah, she's bleeding like the whole second half of the episode, which we kind of forget about until like I think Nina Dobrev is like, oh fuck, I'm bleeding, and then like clutches her side and is like,
No, but then also there was a part where she's like running through the auditorium or whatever at her school, gonna go home, and she runs into Matt, and Matt's like, oh my god, what happened to you? And she's like, oh, just some fake blood. I'm gonna go like shower off or whatever. And then she runs home. And Stefan is waiting on her porch. And he brought Jeremy home. That's really sweet of him.
Stefan really got some points for me in this episode, but I was thinking about is how like it's funny, you would think based on the type of people and the type of personalities that you and I go for in real life that like I would be the one that's super into Damon and you would be the one that's super into Stefan, but for some reason it's the complete opposite, and I'm like over here like really jazzed up about Stefan being like such a hero and like such a good guy, and you're all over Damon. Like, why do you think we just want to fantasize about different?
That's so interesting. I hadn't even thought about Stefan,
who are like so like kind of more like
puppy dogs,
like little puppy dogs.
Yeah. I would say my draw to Damon is twofold. Number one, he's so hot. Number two, he
He is very hot.
He's really funny. And that combination is just pretty deadly for me. But overall, like his overall like thing he's got going on usually is not my type. I think I'm just having fun with the like whole vampire fantasy. And I do like a bad boy, like in theory, you know?
Yeah, Stefan brought Jeremy home. Jeremy's just fucking distraught because he just watched his boo thing not even die, but like turn into ashes.
Yeah, and also try to kill his sister. Like, this was very emotional. And he's like, why does everyone around me like always die? And Elena's just so heartbroken for him, and she doesn't even know what she can do. Elena tries her best to like explain what's going on, but then she walks out of the house. She's so distraught, and she like she goes up to Stefan and she's like, can you like, I would never ask anything of you, but can you compel him to forget about this?
Let me ask something of you.
She's like, how much do you love me? And she asks him to compel Jeremy to forget about what happened. And Stefan's like, girl, like I would, but I literally can't. I've been drinking fucking.
Fuck, I'm on a diet. I'm
yeah, he's like.
30 this month. Yeah.
He's like, I don't have the strength, baby girl. I'm sorry. And Elena's like, God, what am I going to do? He's so sad. And then Damon comes in out of nowhere.
Damon shows that he has some remorse. That's what I was saying, is that he does care. He wouldn't show up if he didn't care. He wouldn't do this favor for Elena. Frankly, if he actually didn't care, he would have killed Elena way earlier because she's been a huge roadblock in every fucking thing he ever wants to do.
It's because he wants to bang her and he hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, fair enough. He probably will after he bangs her. But, yeah, Damon's like, I can do that shit.
Yeah, he's like so suave. He's like, I got you. Goes in, does it. He leaves. He goes, it's done. And Elena's like, thanks. And then walks in the door. And that was it.
No, no, no. Back up, back up, back up. When Damon goes in to compel Jeremy, something very powerful happens between Elena and Stefan.
Yeah, I was just like,
do you want to skip over it?
No, let's
do
it.
You don't like that part?
No,
let's gaslight the audience. Take a drink.
So yeah, I guess Elena's like, I like having you around or whatever.
No, oh my God, I've seen this way too many times, but she says, I wish I could forget everything too. I wish I could forget meeting you. I wish I could forget all of this because I don't want to feel this way, but I can't forget because I can't lose the way I feel about you. And that's what she says. And it begs the question, I have to say, that's just trauma bonding.
Yeah.
That's trauma bonding.
That's not love, honey.
That's not love, honey.
You just witnessed trauma a murder. Bonding.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she does feel that way. And like we said previously, I think that Stefan and Elena have like a they're honestly like soulmates in the sense that I think their souls are very similar. They're both just like kind of narcs. Yeah. In a cute way.
What's your star sign? Narc.
I'm a narc.
I'm a narc.
So then that's it.
Yeah, and then Damon comes out and is like, dunsies. And she's like, okay, bye. And she like stomps away in her little nurse outfit, her cheeky little nurse outfit.
Still like bleeding, I guess, question mark?
I guess, yeah, that never really got cleared up. I'm like, can't one of you heal her? Like, you're both vampires.
Maybe it was implied that they did. I don't know. That was the end of the Halloween episode. We'll see you guys next time on the pod.
On the podcast.
Ciao.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.